Last Sunday, I had the privilege to be speaking to the people at Lancaster Road, and I took the Old Testament story of the tabernacle. And we looked at it from outside. We never got inside to the actual tabernacle. We ran out of time, but we looked at the compound and the actual outside of the tabernacle. And something I forgot to mention, and people came up afterwards and said, John, what was that cloud or that smoke coming out the top? Well, we know it says in the Bible that was to show the people, whether they were in the camp or whether they were out some distance, when they saw that pillar of cloud in the sky, they knew that their God was with them. Their God was in the tabernacle. He was amongst them. But since Jesus came, we're even more blessed. God is with us, not in a pillar of smoke or hovering over our church. He's in us. He's with us. And at a time when the world is in such chaos, it's great to know that we have a loving God, a saving God, who's with us and within us at all times. One thing I've learnt in my Christian life is that no matter what we seem to do, God seems to be the one who answers. I remember years ago, I was at church at Croydon in Edmonton, Croydon Road, and it was their anniversary. And somebody suddenly realised, we haven't asked a speaker to come and speak. So they were panicking like mad, and it was the time when Billy Graham was back doing one of his crusades. So somebody suggested, tongue-in-cheek, let's phone Billy Graham organisation. You don't know, we might get Billy Graham. And Julie sent off. And we got a call back from the Billy Graham, or unfortunately, Billy Graham's too busy, but we'll send you somebody along. And a Mr. Smith turned up. And you know, he was perfect. He was one who loved his Lord, served his Lord, and wanted people to know about his Lord. God works even when we muck it up. I'm not giving away any secrets this morning. I panicked this week because I hadn't heard from you that whether you needed me to speak or not. So I duly phoned Pam, and unfortunately I got her answer machine. So I phoned Pam again and got her answer machine, and I was now getting a bit desperate. So I phoned Sylvie, I phoned Rosemary, got no answer. So in desperation, I phoned Terry Sylvie at Lancaster Road, and I'd got the wrong numbers. I'd got the wrong phone numbers, so I was in trouble. But I managed to get hold of Sylvie and told her that she was duty elder. I apologise for saying this, but she thought it was next week she was duty elder. We put the phone down, and Tom phoned her and said, I need the hymn numbers quick because I'm going away tomorrow. You see, in all our panic and all the things we mucked up, God was in control. God knew what was going to happen. And I've learnt that through life. At times we get ourselves in a state, don't we? We panic. But we can always remember that God is with us. Amongst all the confusion at this time that's going on in this country, I've heard two comments which I thought were very good. The first one said they were interviewing a German, and they asked him, how do you think England will get on now that we've possibly coming out the common market? And he said, oh, you'll do fine. But they said to him, but how do you know that? He said, the thing with the English is they never know when they're beaten. So he said that we will do fine. But I heard a comment from a minister in Ireland who was talking about the referendum, but he didn't take sides. But he said this, and this is what I want to leave with us today, this thought in our hearts and our minds. He said, as Christians, we should not fear. As Christians, we should not be worried. As Christians, we should not doubt. He said, because the Lord is in control of all things. The Lord made it, the Lord sustains it, and the Lord is in command. So he said, fear not, fear not. Not only that, we have an assurance for the future that this country doesn't seem to have at the moment. We have an assurance that our Lord is in control and we will be with our Lord in eternity forever.